You got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The spoken word is an extremely powerful mode of communication between humans. One of the oldest forms of communications, obviously, other than hormonal pheromone scents or primitive grunts and body language. It is probably the most essential form of communication and one of the big things that makes us human. But at the same time, speech cannot move at the speed of thought and connections and understandings. That's why when you attempt to instruct your children, many times they won't listen to you until they experience the bad thing that you've been warning them about. And it's the same thing with adults. It's the same thing with countries, with civilizations, with different races of man. And the more you learn about history, the more you learn about humanity, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the great heights, the incredible lows, the more the universe opens up to you. And that's really what's frustrating, is that I don't see myself as particularly intelligent. I'm not on a power trip. I'm not arrogant. And then I see people who have very little knowledge and who almost attack knowledge and think that it's a feat or something, that they believe they've got it all figured out. They don't even understand the basics of life on this planet, the basics of history, the basics of human activity, liberty, and the eternal struggle against tyranny. But it really hit me this weekend, and I experienced something akin to the 100th monkey syndrome. That, of course, was studies done where they found that monkey populations, if they could be trained on one island, an island 10 miles away, that as soon as a certain percentage of the monkeys were taught a new trick, it was almost like there was some spiritual broadcasting system in the sixth sense realm that studies do show is there, and the monkeys at the nearby island would suddenly have a critical mass and start manifesting the activity that had to be taught to the other group of monkeys, but of the same species. And I think it's more simplified in modern technological terms, just that things have a buzz. Certain issues become hot. Certain issues ebb in their popularity, and that the system has said many times, there's no guessing the public's taste. There's no understanding it. And that's really what the NSA is all about. And InfoPoll 9 in Europe for decades has been culling your conversations, your phone calls, your purchases to really decide what you're into and really get your psychological number, your profile, so they can then manipulate that profile and change that profile with the propaganda and programming they pump in. But also to see trends as they're developing in their embryonic phase in a viral stage, growing, so that trends the system doesn't like can be blocked or manipulated or mutated or co-opted. And there was a dinner party at my next door neighbor's, and I was invited to it. And there were microbiologists there and marine biologists and people. And it was very interesting. They didn't know who I was. And they were all telling me about some of them were medical people, doctors. They were telling me about basically the global extermination plan. I was like, really? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Big show today. Going to be power-packed with key information. The human revolution of liberty continues.
You may be arrested.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is the 26th day of June, 2011, on this live Sunday edition, and we're here every Sunday broadcasting on AM, FM, Global Shortwave, Satellite, Internet at InfoWars.com, 4 to 6 p.m. back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Okay, let me do this. Let me just run over some of the headlines that we're going to be breaking down and giving you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey famously said. And then I'm going to get into our two top stories today. And one of those, of course, well, there's really three top stories. In fact, all these stories are pretty darn important, the more I think about it. What really happened Friday with the House saying, we're not going to authorize the Libyan war, but we're going to give you the funding for the Libyan war. It's another political stunt, and Ron Paul has broken that down. We're going to be breaking it down, and what does this signify, and where is this constitutional crisis going? In the words of Congressman Nadler and others, the president, for all intents and purposes, is now an emperor, and the bureaucracy around him and future presidents. Democrats were horrified by Bush's imperial activities, but now that it's their guy in, they love it. And Republicans are horrified now by Obama's imperialist activity, emperor-like activity. And then once Republicans get back in, they'll suddenly love it. What is it about people that as long as they think their political team is winning, they don't care if the Bill of Rights and Constitution is butchered, even though all of us are losing in the end, as long as they feel like they're winning, then it's okay. I get emails all the time saying, you dirty Republicans, you need to shut up about the TSA groping people. And I'm like, dirty Republicans? This is a nonpartisan, across-the-board issue outraging everyone. It's a federal power grab. It sets a precedent for goons to stick their hands down your pants. We got Miss USA crying. We've got old ladies having their diapers taken off. We've got people's colostomy bags being ripped off of their body. And you're sending me little sniveling emails about how I'm a dirty Republican? Why don't you live in reality? I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a liberty lover. And I go after Republicans or Democrats when they attack that. And when they're for it and they do the right thing, I will talk about it. I'm about issues. I'm about reality. I'm about actual substance here. Substance. So we're going to get into the whole U.S. House keeps Libya funding, fails to authorize mission. They now admit that the Patriot Act is being openly interpreted by the FBI to mean they don't need warrants for any activities against the American people. That's Time Magazine telling us how great it is. We've got also the big TSA developments. And I'll be honest with you, a month ago when I got angry that the House had unanimously done the right thing and said that it would be a felony if the TSA touched your genitals on the outside or on the inside of your pants, because so many members of the House that had actually been groped or small children, they witnessed this concentration camp inductee training, this prisoner induction training. That's what it is, this federal power grab, 10th Amendment killing induction. And so they got angry unanimously, 138-0. Then they had almost unanimous in the Senate, one vote against it, but they wouldn't let the vote come up. Dewhurst killed it. That was confirmed by Senator Patrick and others. Dewhurst got under heat. Perry got under heat. And so Perry waited till right to the end of the special session under huge national pressure, not just Texas pressure, to put it back on. And then the Speaker of the House Friday called it a political stunt, said the legislation was a joke, even though he voted for it a month ago, and never gave any evidence of it. I have the legislation. It says official oppression. The Attorney General said, why don't you change it from molestation, though it could be, to official oppression, because if a police officer grabs your genitals, unless it's an emergency situation or they have a warrant, they would be charged with a felony. So the TSA can't do it. And they said, okay, they changed the bill. And they said, oh, wait till Friday. It's okay. We'll vote on it. And then suddenly the Senate didn't show up. The leader of the House came out and said, I'm not going to let you vote on it, which violates states' House rules. And we've had David Simpson on, who authored the bill many times. And last night he put out a press release breaking down the fact that it does violate state ethics rules and House rules. And Simpson also said, why even have a state legislature? Why even have a state legislature? Why even have House members or Senate members? I mean, if it's only the governor, the lieutenant governor that runs the Senate and the Speaker of the House, how about we just generally elect them? Or how about just make them royal families? Kind of like in North Korea. They're now three generations of communist dictator now calling themselves royalty. That's how royalty started. Same thing with Queen Elizabeth's family hundreds of years ago. They're just dictators that wear gold crowns and you bow down to them. I mean, why not? Why not? Why not? In fact, the feds are saying they were going to blockade Texas again and threatening people and that they were going to sue the state of Texas. And so the Speaker of the House, Joe Strauss, headline, House Speaker calls pat-down bill a stunt, and then never says why it's a stunt. Okay, so now it's a stunt, I guess, if members of the House of Representatives federally tell Obama you've got to get congressional authorizations for a new war. I mean, that's just the Constitution, Bill of Rights, the law. Because a week ago, when members of the House sued, it was called a stunt. They have these political experts, that these spin doctors say, stunt or hoax sounds good for the public. You don't have to give any facts. It's just a hoax that the House in the federal Congress is saying, Obama, you got to have authorization. It's a hoax. It's a stunt. That's the same thing they're now saying in Texas. It's a hoax. See, it's a playbook, folks. It's totally sick. It's a hoax. It's a stunt. We're not going to give any reasons why we're saying that. We just hope you won't read the bill that the Texas Attorney General helped write. Nothing hoaxy about it. You can't go up and grab a woman's genitals or a man's genitals in a park. You get felony time for that. An FBI agent can't do it. A cop can't do it. A state trooper can't do it. A janitor, an auto mechanic. No one can do it. In fact, doctors go to jail if they improperly touch women and they haven't gotten authorization first. But now in America, just the feds do what they want, and they come out and call it a hoax. So that's one of the other big stories. And this is up on Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. It's also at Infowars.com. And under this article, Drudge is linked to our report from Friday. Wow, and let me tell you, we've got about 2 million visitors from that one article on Drudge. Drudge, I mean, there's nothing like it, folks. I can be on Nightline with my website plugged 10 times and no visitors compared to Drudge. Just amazing. But there's a big report up at Drudge. Texas lawmakers AWOL for vote on TSA groping. So that's coming up later in the broadcast, and we're working on getting Simpson on. If he's not on today, state rep, he'll be on tomorrow because the whole nation is watching this. But also up at Drudge, a News Herald reporting out of Panama City, Florida, elderly woman asked to remove adult diaper during TSA search. They held her for 45 minutes, forced her to get out of the wheelchair, even though she was flying home to die with terminal leukemia. She begged them and, of course, said she couldn't get up. You can go read the whole article. I witness this in the airport all the time. It's like wolves always attack old or weak sheep. It's like if it's an old person in a wheelchair who looks like they're about to die, and they'll make them get up, and they won't let family help them. They'll start yelling, get up, and some of them can't even talk because they're usually going home to die, and it just flips the steroid heads out, and they start going, whoa, and they just, you know, pull the pants down, rip the diaper off, feces everywhere. Yeah, that's how they roll. There's been many cases where they just rip the colostomy bags off them, or the urology bags also. You've had to have your bladder removed. And then they say, what is this? And they say, it's my colostomy bag. And TSA just goes right in front of everybody, and a spray of feces goes off across the floor. And they're like, why'd you do that? And they're like, you just ripped my colostomy bag off. Get over there and sit down. We got to do this so Al-Qaeda don't get you. With the border wide open. But here's the story. Elderly woman asked to remove adult diaper during TSA search. And then, of course, the stress of her having to get up out of her wheelchair. And she says here she's going home to die. She's going home to family in Michigan from Florida to die and to be buried at the family cemetery. But hey, you're going to pay, Al-Qaeda. Okay?
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 24th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 15.2040. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.5897, $779.48 for a half ounce, or $389.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.5897, $779.48, and $389.74.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 Yummy Garlic Cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alley C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I do have one correction to make, and as soon as I said it, I knew it wasn't reality-based. The TSA people look like, on average, the stereotype, the bespeckled, pot-bellied pedophile type. You know, the pedophiles always look the same on the news. The little scraggly mustache, the pot belly, the weird feet eyes, and that, you got to say, is the TSA typecast person. You know, some people look like they're tough guys in a uniform or whatever, like soldiers, that idea. And sure, they can look roided out and crazed and crazy, but it's different than the pedophile or control freak brigade. But regardless of that, the feds know they're creating an army. This is being done in every other industrialized nation, of people who enjoy, A, having no common sense and standing beside radiation scanners all day that on record are going to kill them deader than a hammer. You know, but, well, Matt, it'll be 20 years from now. The feds will just, you know, block funding for their health care like they've done for 9/11 emergency people. They'll tell them it's fine. You know that brain tumor's healthy, or the testicular cancer, that's good for you. You know, there's too many people anyways. It's for the earth. But also that enjoy freaking people out, yelling at folks, getting in their face. Everybody I talk to that flies, even people that were pro-establishment, you know, are freaked out by how they get yelled at. Put your feet there. Move here. Go over there. I didn't say you could leave the scanner. And it's all about breaking your will and training it to be a slave. But I wasn't joking about the stories. You can pull them up. Of the urine bags, the colostomy bags. I hate to talk about this, but this is happening. The diapers, and I see it, and you've seen the reports where people come there. It's on record. They even have medical cards that in some cases they can't walk, and they will deny quadriplegics and people from getting on a plane. They say, sorry, you can't get up away from the wheelchair to make sure you don't have a bomb, and they say that's the end of it. And a lot of times then they won't even let family help them get up. So you'll see an old person struggling, battling to get up. And that's what happened here with this 95-year-old woman who has terminal leukemia and is going home to be with her family to die, the report says. And they made her get up out of the wheelchair. And so she soiled herself, and that made them angry. So they took her back and strip searched her. And they got more upset that they had a diaper full of, a cancer patient's. What do you expect, ladies and gentlemen? And this just went on and on. And you can read her daughter who was with her, who wasn't allowed to go in for the strip search. See, if people started shoving me around and taking my mother behind closed doors, you're going to be dealing with the Incredible Hulk. And see, that's the problem, folks. They're setting up a system where they know you're going to resist and they're going to be called a terrorist. You understand you were called terrorists in Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia. If you didn't like Hitler, you were arrested as a subversive terrorist. And that's what's been set up here. Now, if you're Wachovia and Wells Fargo laundering $376 billion in narcotics money, you don't get in trouble. But if you are dying of cancer and going home to die and you poop your pants, they're going to get angry, even though they made you do it. But continuing here, but don't worry, they're keeping us safe from old ladies going home to die. So I feel a lot safer right now. And it's political correctness. You know, we don't do profiling. No, all of you are scum. All of you are treated as terrorists. Doesn't matter if you have no criminal record like the 95-year-old woman does. That means you're worse. But if you're criminal record, you get hired to be working for the TSA. And it says her mother, who was in a wheelchair, was asked to remove an adult diaper in order to complete the pat-down. When they found that it was soiled, they took her behind closed doors for the full deal. And she goes, "I don't understand why they have to put them through this kind of procedure," her daughter said. She said procedures are the same for everyone to ensure national security. And then now they're rolling out on the streets of America. I've got the big news coming up in the next segment. I'm not even telling you what the subject is. Just stay with us. TSA cannot exempt any group from screening because we know from intelligence, you know Al-Qaeda was created by the big banks and works for the globalists to take our liberties away. Oh, you know it's a Hitlerian Reichstag event. Oh, you know from intelligence that all the major Al-Qaeda people are trained and protected by the Pentagon on record? Oh, you know from intelligence your bosses carried out 9/11? Oh, no, you're not. TSA cannot exempt any group from screening because we know intelligence that there are terrorists out there that would exploit that vulnerability. Yes. Now they're saying they may want to start chest x-rays because they might put bombs inside of you. Weber filed a complaint through the Northwest Florida's regional website. I'm not one that makes waves, but daggummit, what is wrong? This is wrong. People need to know. Next time it could be you. She went on to say, I can't believe this is happening in America. How is this happening? So it's all about training you to be dehumanized, to be humiliated. And all the fake environmentalism is how humanity's ugly, humanity's stupid, humanity's a cancer. You've got to be bossed around everywhere. Don't get a plastic bag. Don't get a paper one. You know, you've got to buy one of our Barnes & Noble's plastic bags and have some ninnying woman lean over you and try to make you guilty because you don't. Meanwhile, major corporations are doing things that are devastating the environment. And these very globalists are pushing more nuclear power plants and simply raising the level of what they say safe radiation is and covering it up and cross-species genetic engineering and truly dangerous things. But then they want to lecture you how your activity's bad so they can create this guilt complex to control you. And you've got the war on males. I've got reports here. No him or her preschool fights gender bias. They say being male is inherently bad, this is Associated Press, and that you're not allowed to call yourself a boy. And this is to, quote, help girls. It doesn't matter, girls are 60% of college graduates. I got the Atlantic Monthly, the end of men, celebrating that women are, quote, taking over. When they try to divide men and women from each other, they're dividing the human species. And they're selling women that globalism and tyranny is like mother's milk. See, women now, on average, the way they're targeted in the psychology are the wives of the state and the bureaucracy and the eugenics cult. And all the rest of us are their children. And this is not new. If you go back to Rome, and I've talked about this a lot in the handbooks written by the Romans that have been republished, or you go back to sugarcane plantations, in Hispaniola, Dominican Republic today, in Haiti, they have these manuals. You can go to the library and get them on how to control black slaves. And they reprinted themselves the Roman manuals on German slaves and other slaves they're bringing into Rome. So understand the present, you've got to know the past. And they said, you bring in the men, you beat them, you kill the leaders, you beat the children, and then you tell the women, you keep them in line, you spy on them, and that's how you protect them. And then they bring the women into the house, and that's where you get the term of the house slave. And that's what women are today. They're the house slaves of the system. And men, by and large, I mean, that's what the system is slated for you, whether you are sophisticated enough to understand that and defeat it and love your men, love your young boys, love your young girls. Men love your women. Now, men then are trained to act like little children to fit into that paradigm. And, you know, the sports and the sitcoms and most men act like Arrested Development 12-year-olds. That is also part of it. So it's not women are bad or men are bad. It's that we're all the species. We are humanity. It's the male and female that make the species. We're completely symbiotic. There's no separation between us. So women, you might want to actually join humanity, realize the programming.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com.
the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Okay. This is the most important subject I could cover, the most important subject I have ever covered. Then getting into the next hour, I'm going to get back into the economic news, but also the TSA and the dirty tricks in Texas by the Republican Party to kill their own bills. And Ron Paul's exposing that at the federal level right now, how Republicans come out and deny the Libyan war authorization, but then authorize the funding. And it's all part of smoke and mirrors. So they want to appear to be doing what you want while doing what the social engineers, the owners of the system indeed are pushing. So we're going to look at Perry, Dewhurst, and others, and Joe Strauss, the Speaker of the House, and the treachery they're involved in. Should I, quote, storm the Capitol again, as the media called it? We didn't really storm it. We marched in there and let them know who the boss was, because the Houston Chronicle, Lost American Statesman, a bunch of others have pointed out that was very effective. With a 2 hours notice, we got about 200 people there. What if we said we were going to all be there tomorrow at 3 o'clock? They're set to try to vote in the Senate again. But, look, I'll break down the dirty tricks next hour and get into all the other really big news. New York Times admits there never was a recovery and that we're basically in a serious recession. Forecasts for growth drop some sharply. And we've also got some other news that I'm going to be going over, dealing with, as usual, the World Cup, I guess, semifinals, what you can call them, the Gold Cup final there in California. The illegal alien population there booed the Star-Spangled Banner, and the award ceremony was done in Spanish. And here in America, the American team was basically booed the entire time. And they interviewed folks, and they said, we're not Americans, we're Mexicans, and we don't like America. And I guess in political correctness, I'm like supposed to say, well, that's great, let's open the borders up even more. How wonderful that you're booing the American team during the Star-Spangled Banner and booing throughout and then during the award ceremony. And then that's even gotten up the ire of ESPN and the L.A. Times. And again, it just illustrates, quite frankly, I'm way past all this, where you're from, what color you are, and how they use fake nationalism to put people off against each other. My point is, can you imagine if Americans behave like this? The issue is the people in Southern California, A, don't consider themselves to be Americans, a large percentage, but also do not like America. And they're very proud of the way Mexico runs and has operated. And school children in Texas, in Massachusetts, and in California cannot wear American flags at public schools. They're told, take them off. That is offensive to the illegal aliens. And that's MSNBC. You remember all those headlines. See, I'm already digressing. You know what? I can't even do justice to the information I'm about to cover. I can't even do justice to it. I could barely sleep last night. I was quiet all day. And couldn't even really sit there on the floor and paint and draw and do things with my children like I normally do. Totally focused, absolute clarity and understanding of the entire agenda, how it all ties together. 5-6 pages of notes I wrote. Could hardly eat my lunch, and I like to eat because I'm so freaked out by this, by how absolutely right I am and how proven right we have been all along on this subject. And I don't even know how to try to address this to you, because I don't want to just sit here and tell you that this is my view without then literally giving you the mountains of evidence. I don't want to say the ruling class is guilty of a global plan to set up world government and carry out total extermination. Because if you really get into their internal documents, some of which are public, they publicly say they want to kill 80% in a lot of their internal writings, but they're still public, and they say 90%. But more and more they say everyone is going to be killed, and there will be no humans left on Earth, including the global elite. And you're like, what are you talking about? Well, I'm not the one that wrote this. I'm not the one that said this. I'm not the one that NASA's official policy is this. Google's official policy, Microsoft's official policy, and whether it's real or not, I mean, whether they're going to be able to do this or not, these lunatics say that within the next 15 years, they are going to merge with machines and become gods and blast off to Alpha Centauri's, and that all of us are going to be killed. And if you're a new listener, I made the film Endgame about this from their writings. And I'm not talking about obscurest writings here. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to cover other news for the rest of the hour. I'm just going to do TSA other things now. I'm going to reset and at like 7 after next hour when we come in into the second hour, I'm going to try to really focus and try to get that crystalline point in my mind again where I can go through all of this brainstorm. I mean, I've had like a 24-hour brainstorm here, and I don't even know how to describe it to you. I was already thinking about how this is the biggest issue. It's the only issue. Everything else is just pieces of that overall compartmentalized superstructure. And how much evidence we've got and what we got out of Bilderberg this year and the whole transhumanist agenda. And then if I don't put on all the evidence, or at least a large portion of it for you, new listeners won't understand how grave this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't enjoy being out with friends on a jet boat. I can't enjoy a beautiful vista anymore. I can't think about petty or stupid things. I only have overall shame that I know this level of information and have not, like a monk or something, done nothing but dedicate myself 24 hours a day in a completely pious, focused way to reveal this information to you. I mean, it's that big. I'm like, why me? Why am I the person that analyzed this? Why am I the person that accurately broke it down? Why am I one of the only prominent people speaking out against it when it's all there? Like the back of a cereal box. I mean, they tell us in horrific, clear-cut statements what they're going to do. And when you go to the different publications that push this transhumanist agenda, that's just the modern public packaging of neo Malthusian eugenics, they're all, every time you track them, these head eugenics people are married to their wife, who's a top scientist working on airborne Ebola. And then you go to another group and they're obsessed with airborne weapons to kill us, and they talk about it, and they get funding from the government to, quote, create defenses for it, which they will. It's defenses for them when they release it. And God help us, folks, because they're going to start releasing this stuff very, very soon. They've already released some other soft kills that were just beta tests, like HIV and things, and the UN constantly gets caught injecting kids with live syphilis and live smallpox and live polio. And it's in the news. Oh, another UN accident. Thousands of kids injected and died with weaponized polio. Oopsie. Oh, yeah, the UN got caught injecting kids with a sterilant with their vaccine. Oh, well, there's too many of them anyways. And to know that this big study came out earlier this week, last week, where the U.S. has the highest infant mortality because of vaccines. And then to have to see this new Ray Kurzweil movie coming out where they put out kind of the candy-coated version of it. Well, the transcendent man is a hoax. It's a bear trap for humanity. This whole wirehead system's a kill switch.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than
music. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying.
Yeah, there's the PrisonPlanet.com article on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If not, you're a radio listener, just go to PrisonPlanet.com and you can read the report. We'll put it back on screen. New study finds direct link between vaccines and infant mortality. The United States, which administers the highest number of vaccines in the developed world, also has the highest numbers of infant deaths in the developed world. A shocking new study published in a prestigious medical journal has found a direct statistical link between higher vaccine dose and infant mortality rates in the developed world, suggesting that the increased number of inoculations being forced upon children by medical authorities, particularly in the United States, which administers the highest number of vaccines and also has the highest number of infant deaths, is in fact having a detrimental impact on health, also the IQ. Look at people now. They look, most of them, like they're mildly retarded, and they act like it, too. The study entitled Infant Mortality Rates Regressed, against number of vaccine doses routinely given. Is there a biochemical and synergistic toxicity? Was conducted by Neil Z. Miller and Gary S. Goldman. It was published in the reputable Human and Experimental Toxicology Journal, which is indexed by the National Library of Medicine. According to the biography, Goldman has received a review for the Journal of the American Medical Association Vaccine, that goes through all his degrees and reviews, and British Medical Journal. He is included in the editorial board of research and reviews in bioscience. Miller, a medical research journalist and the director of the Think Twice Global Vaccine Initiative, has been studying the dangers of vaccines for 25 years. And then it goes through government numbers on infant mortality. The United States just a few decades ago was the safest in the world. Now we're the worst in the industrialized world and behind a whole bunch of third world nations. Well, it just so happens, why are these guys even doing studies? I have the Rockefeller Foundation documents, 1966, about how they developed the vaccines to lower IQ and reduce fertility, and how they're doing it by design. I mean, I've got Bertrand Russell, Nobel Prize winner, writing reports on how they were going to do this. I mean, that's what my film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement covers. It's not hard to research this. That's what's so frustrating is that we've gone over this and we understand what's happening. And this country has the sudden death, infant sudden death syndrome, where they end up trying to charge the parents, saying they shook their kid because they have bleeding on the brain. Then they claim that it's the mattress killing them. And now the major studies have been out for many years. They've kept it quiet, though, that they give the child rounds of shots. They have an autoimmune response. And have hemorrhaging in the brain, and they die. But it turns out the vaccine inserts say it can do that to you. I mean, I know several radio hosts in Austin who ended up calling me and basically apologizing and saying, one of them did it on air. He said, I thought you were a cook, but I took the flu shot, and my hands and feet went numb for a couple months. And I went to the doctor, and he said, yeah, you had a mild form of Guillain-Barré. Lucky it didn't kill you from that. I mean, they had it. Well, that was Dale Dudley. The other one didn't want me to talk about it on air. I mean, listen, in the trials of Gardasil, it killed a lot of people that took it. And then Rick Perry comes out and says, it's the law, you got to take it, which was a hoax. It wasn't the law. Then Rick Perry, of course, the former campaign manager for Al Gore. Oh, you didn't know that? The guy that got a law passed to pay in-state tuition for illegal aliens. Vicente Fox came here in what, 2005? No, 2004? Now, to 2005, I have video of it, to give him an award, and secretly, he'll introduce abortion legislation and kill it. It's all part of acting like, you know, he's this big patriot. He'll introduce legislation to do all sorts of things that sound great and quietly kill it. And I'll be covering that later on the whole TSA issue. But I'll be honest with you. I start thinking to myself, why don't I even want to go down and confront the TSA minions, the state of Texas, their servants, and demand they do the right thing when I know there's a systematic global program to soft kill people in the West. That means kill you over a long period of time, give you a binary weapon injection, a lot of different things they do. And then I'm worried about the federal power grab and TSA sticking their hands down your pants. But then I realized, no, I've got to fight on all fronts, because if the feds ever get backed off on any of their power grabs, the world will learn that they're not invincible, that they're not God. That's why they've sent federal lobbyists down here in the last month to twist arms and threaten people so that Texas doesn't lead the nation in states saying no to the feds. Because if the states ever get back into their proper role, there goes the foreign banks that have captured D.C., and hence the rest of the nation through fraud. So they can never let states have any victory. They've always got to press more and more, you know, insane garbage on people. And that's why Perry would do something so brazen, so naked, to try to hand over 8,000 miles of Texas roads to toll roads for foreign companies that had bought off the legislature, even though it was incredibly unpopular in Texas, was because it's an agenda And it's not his job to serve the people or to care about Texas. It's not Obama's job. It's not Newt Gingrich's job. It wasn't Bill Clinton's job. It's their job to make you think they represent you while they stab you in the back. And there isn't a dime's worth of difference between Al Gore and his former campaign manager. Oh, you didn't know that? That's Texas Monthly Wall Street Journal. Just type in Rick Perry, former Al Gore campaign manager. Oh, you didn't know he supported sanctuary cities? See, he's the one to help get it in Texas under the guise of a banking act, letting them not have IDs to get bank accounts and the in-state tuition. But see, now he has bills that, oh, magically, you know, are on the verge of getting defeated or won't get implemented. And, oh, it's a number one priority, he said a month ago, to have that TSA bill. And then they pass it unanimously in the House, so he has the Senate kill it through Dewhurst. Dewhurst tells senators, don't let folks know I'm doing this for the governor. Keep this secret. That comes out. I have state reps on it. I go, you know Perry's going to kill it this week. You know he's going to pull another. And they're, oh, I want to believe in the governor. David Simpson and others said, the author of the bill. I said, you watch. Simpson had to come out in the Austin American Statesman and other papers yesterday and today and say, unfortunately, the governor is behind this, and I'm really shocked by it. Well, don't be shocked by Al Gore's former chief of staff. I mean, he's here to bring down this country. He's here to fool conservatives and libertarians and constitutionalists. If they can't beat us, they join us. But they, I mean, you know, there were Germans that infiltrated this country in World War II that spoke perfect English and wore U.S. Army uniforms. It didn't mean that, you know, they didn't need to be caught on base trying to blow up ammo depots in New York. You're like, but they speak good English and they're wearing American uniforms. Well, Rick Perry talks good talk about shooting coyotes and the Second Amendment and Texas secession. It's all theater. It's all theater. And so then he got caught lying a week and a half ago. There's not time on the session, and we don't have the votes. And so he got open letters sent to him going, we have super majorities. We're ready to pass it. And so he said, okay, I'll put it on, but I'll put it on Friday when they only have a couple days left, you know, this week. They have to suspend the third reading to even get it passed now. So he's running out the clock on us. It's like having a coach that's been paid off by the mafia to make your team lose, and he's got to act like he's making good plays, but people keep catching him, dropping the ball intentionally. And Ron Paul's on record saying it's the same thing. U.S. House keeps Libya funding, fails to authorize mission. So they actually give him the money, but then say they don't authorize it because they weren't asked to authorize it. Ron Paul slams absurd Libya war powers debate. And it goes on to say that today Paul told his colleagues that the limited funding bill was not what it appeared to be. Paul argued the Libya bill masquerades as a limitation on funds for the president's war on Libya, but in fact is an authorization for what? For the very war. It's the same thing in Texas. You got Al Gore's little darling in there, Mr. Sanctuary City, who's fighting the sanctuary cities but getting awards from the Mexican president for them. You got a guy who tries to force little girls to take deadly vaccines, all part of this agenda of power grabs. You got a guy who got all these new taxes passed, doubled the size of Texas government, the budget, in his 10 years, and he tells us Texas has green grass and the cows are healthy and there's prosperity because of him. Okay? Again, that's how they do it. And that's why until people grow up and get smart and actually research the deep facts, you'll continue to be bamboozled. We'll be right back.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.